Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What happened with this rich young ruler? He trusted money more than he trusted the Lord. That's what it came down to. And the Lord wasn't trying to take anything away from him. He wasn't trying to hurt him. He's trying to bring him into some things he never dreamed he could be a part of. He's trying to launch him into a whole nother realm. Do you believe this, saints? Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Psalm 37, 3 and 5. How about I give you some more of these?
Yes, please.
Because you are those that trust God.
Yes, sir.
So these are your verses.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to go away sad.
Nope.
You're going to trust God and get this.
Yeah.
Psalm 37, 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. What will happen? You'll dwell in the land and verily you're going to eat.
That's right.
You're not going to starve.
That's right.
Say it out loud, I trust God.
I trust God.
I will eat.
Eat.
Keep reading. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, and what'll happen? He'll give you the desires of your heart. What would have happened for this rich young ruler? He'd have never been desolate. He had always eaten. The Lord took care of him. The Lord would have given him the desires of his heart. And most of the desires of your heart cannot be bought with money.
That's right.
The big stuff, you can't buy with $1 trillion.
No, sir.
That's right.
Money cannot buy the big thing. Money can't buy health.
Right.
Money can't buy peace. Can't buy joy. Can't buy love. Can't buy great relationships with your family. Can't buy contentment, peace that passes understanding. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Trust in Him. What'll happen? He'll bring it to pass. What? The desires of your heart was what he just got through talking about. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Proverbs 29:25. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man brings a snare, a trap, but whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. What would happen to the rich young ruler? Because he's thinking, you know, I got my money, so I got my wall around my house, and I got my security team, and I got my, you know, my armored chariot or whatever it is, and so, you know, I'm safe. No, unless the Lord keeps you.
That's right.
You know, the security guy wakes up in vain.
Right.
That's a paraphrase, but you can do everything you know to do, and without the Lord helping you, it's not enough. There's always a way something could happen. But you put your trust in the Lord, you're going to be safe.
Yes.
I'm not going to be desolate.
Nope.
I'm going to prosper and be blessed.
Yep.
God will give me the desires of my heart. I'm going to eat,
yes,
and I'm going to be safe.
Yes.
Somebody say, what a deal, what a deal. Why wouldn't you go this way? Proverbs 28:25. 28:25. He that's of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he that puts his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Now, in the scripture, fat's a good thing. He didn't say obese. There's different kinds of fat. He's talking about fat wallet. Some things you want fat.
That's right.
Fat accounts.
Uh-huh.
In the Amplified, it says it like this. He who puts his trust in the Lord shall be enriched and blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's what would have happened to the rich young ruler. Had he trusted the Lord and just done what he said. If he'd have done what Zacchaeus, who was a hated publican, had done and just got happy. Right? Just got happy. Why? It would have been great faith if when Jesus looked at this young man and loved him, smiled at him, and said, "You want to go all the way?" I like that. Okay. Liquidate. Could he have responded differently than what we have record of? Could he have said, "Would you? Follow you? Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, I got a lot of stuff. It may take me a little while to get it all. Get it all done." He's, "Yes, would you? I'm going to say, would you?" That would have shown he trusted him. And he trusted the Father, whom Jesus said he only said what he heard the Father say. That would have proved that he's not concerned, he's not afraid that he's going to lose everything, lose his identity, lose his security, lose his good life. But he's actually stepping up. Yeah. But that's based on something you don't see and you don't feel. It takes faith to turn loose of what you see and go after what you don't see. Right. But that's how you get the great miracles. Yeah. That's how you get the great promotions.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And you get into things that are not only benefits in this life, but things that advance your place in the kingdom of God in the future.
Wow.
Hallelujah. The Lord told accounts that translated into people being over 5 cities and people being over 10 cities.
Yeah.
This is descriptive of the coming kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And the people who are, it's not going to be socialistic or communistic, that we all get the same thing.
Right.
No, the Bible said we're going to differ like the stars differ in glory. And those that trust Him more and follow Him fully are going to have a greater place. And they're going to have a greater honor. They're going to be over more. And those that refuse to trust Him, didn't say they'd automatically be lost. I mean, if you won't trust Him at all, well, you'll be lost. But some people only trust Him with their eternal security.
Yeah.
But they won't trust Him with stuff in this life.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people, when it comes to money, when they get baptized, if they'd be honest, when they go down, they'd hold their wallet out.
Yeah.
Because they are not consecrating that part of their life. They're going to run that. They're going to hold on to that. But whatever part of your life you won't trust Him with, you've got. And you ain't enough. You're not enough to have what He wants you to have. And in order, one of the greatest ways to show trust concerning things is that you'll turn it loose.
Yes.
You'll turn it loose. You'll give it. And God will ask you for your Isaac. Greatest thing in your life. He'll ask you for your Isaac. And if you're smart, you won't get sad and you won't leave. What will you do? You'll gladly, joyfully say, "Yes, Lord, here we go. Here we go. Thank you, Lord." I know when Phyllis and I had been in, we had left home and friends and family and everything we had and moved out to Oklahoma and went to Bible school there. And when I say started from scratch, I mean we're believing for every tank of gas and every pair of socks. And there were times, you know, I skipped lunch not because I was trying to be spiritual. It was just a choice between gas money and lunch. And over the course of 20 years there, we went from rough little apartment in the worst part of town to a better apartment, to a better apartment, to a rent house, to a house, to a dream house. And God did it for us. And we had just gotten in this dream house. Somebody gave Phyllis the money to redo her entire kitchen. She'd just put all the new stainless stuff and just got it done. We had a hangar at the airport. We had a little airplane. We're traveling. We were happy. And the Lord dealt with us, leave it all and go to Branson. We didn't know anybody in Branson. And you know, the airport that was here was 3,700 feet with a cliff on both ends. And It just wasn't conducive to what we were wanting to do. And why? After a few weeks of this, and one day I was getting ready, looking in the mirror, shaving, and the Spirit of God prompted me. The Lord said to me, "Keith, do you believe I can do for you better than this?" I laid the razor down. I said, "Yes, sir, I do. And I'm done wavering. Here we go." So we put everything up for sale, and man, it sold so quick. And we put everything into the ministry, and we came here and rented a little house that the water didn't work very good in, and basically feel like you're starting over from scratch. But just 2 weeks here, no congregation, no anything, but the Lord said to me, He said, "I'm going to give you the best of Branson." Well, you couldn't see it. He said, "I'm giving you the best of Branson." Years later, He's done it. They built us a brand new airport over here with private money. We got 72 acres here on the strip, paid for. Somebody say, "Thank you, Lord." He gave us a better house. He gave us a better everything. And that's what was going on here. He's looking at this rich young ruler. He's got all this money, but he's basically saying, "You think I can do for you better than where you are? Come on, follow me. Turn loose of it and follow me. And oh, friend, if you will, you'll get into the big stuff. You'll get into the miracles."
Thank you, Lord.
But every so often, here it'll come again. The Lord will say, "You want to come? You want to go all the way? You want to go all the way? All right, sow this, do this. Obey this," and your flesh should go, "Yeah, but I like that. Yeah, yeah, but I'm comfortable. Yeah, but..." Well, do you want to go all the way or not?
Right.
You know, that's how it works. In Proverbs 31, I'm thinking about closing. At least I'm thinking about it. Proverbs 31, 19. Proverbs 31, 19 says, "Oh..." Let's see, that's not what I'm looking for. Is it Psalms? Yeah, Psalms. Well, it's a lot of difference between Psalms and Proverbs, isn't it? What are y'all laughing about? Psalm 31, 19. Oh, yeah, that's better. "How great is your goodness, which you have laid up for them that fear you, which you have worked for them that trust in you before the sons of men." What God has for those that are willing turn loose of their security and trust Him, it's described as how great. Jesus looked at the centurion's faith and said, "I hadn't seen faith so great." But faith so great and trust so great as to completely obey, unquestionably, and fully obey. What's the other side of that? How great is the goodness which you have laid up for them that trust you. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.